it's just me on the microphone and you in the headphones there, so nobody has to know. But are you still a little bit afraid of your computer? Do you start to get nervous when you have to attach a file to an email, or do you shake when somebody tells you to defrag your hard drive? Well, it's okay. We've brought someone to help you. Our next guest on America's Most Innovative Companies is Richard A. Sherman, better known as Mr. Modem, nationally syndicated columnist, author of 8 books, radio host, and publisher of Mr. Modem's weekly newsletter. He's got jargon-free, high-comfort, low-tech answers to those computer questions you might be afraid to ask. Welcome to Sky Radio, Mr. Modem.
Hello.
It's getting a bit uncomfortable to admit to being tech-challenged these days, isn't it?
Oh, boy, that's right. You know, it's not cute or amusing anymore. Years ago, it was almost a badge of honor. Some people would say, oh, I don't do computers. Well, you don't say that anymore. It's a lot like saying I don't do the phone or I don't know how to send a fax. So it's something that's really changed a lot over the years. Certainly in the years that I've been helping people with computers, and boy, it goes back a number of times, that I find that most people have computer questions, but everybody seems to think that everybody else knows more about the computers than they do. And it seems that most people are just afraid of asking kind of a silly question, or they think that their question is stupid. So I kept running into that for so long, and so many people, it seems that they just didn't have a place that they could ask their questions. And that really was kind of the genesis for starting the newsletter that we'll be talking about today.
Now tell me about your subscriber base. You've got middle management all the way to rock stars?
Yeah, I've got some celebrities. It really is kind of fun. It really runs the gamut, everywhere from students to the seniors to celebrities. And the celebrity part of it was really kind of fun. And it started a few years ago. I had been publishing the newsletter, and it's a weekly, for about a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And one night I was watching David Letterman, and he had a guest on. And they just got to talking about computers, and the guest mentioned that she was having a tough time with her computer. And I thought, ooh, you know, I'm going to see if I can contact the person and just send them a copy of my newsletter, send them a mouse pad, and just see if I could initiate contact. Well, in true to form, you know, writers were used to getting rejected, and I got absolutely nothing out of it. But I kept doing that. And as I would see celebrities on other talk shows, I'd just initiate contact through their agent or publicist. And one or two came on board, and the word began to spread that way. And because of what I do is confidential, you can ask me questions, and no one else knows who you are, and I'm not going to run to the tabloids. So it generated a nice little clique of celebrities who are now subscribers, and it's worked out great.
Now, your target audience is primarily baby boomers, and this is interesting, seniors.
I'm a baby boomer, and I know the generation real well, and I got into the seniors part of it, and of course, it depends on one's definition of seniors these days. That seems to be a sliding scale. The older I get, of course, the older seniors get.
Right.
Not falling into that category. But I really started that with my own parents. You know, when the computers first came around, they were having a real difficult time with their computers, so I wanted to be able to help them out. So I really started helping them, and then they had friends. And from that point, I realized that there wasn't a whole lot out there for older folks. And certainly my generation as a boomer and older folks, too, we didn't learn computers in school. We didn't have any exposure to them. We didn't know anything about them. So I really kind of gravitated towards that direction, and I just wanted to be able to take things slow and just help people the basics. You know, most people don't want to be computer gurus out of this. They just want functional skills. So that's really the focus of what I do with folks and just helping them answer their questions. Again, it's all done online, but they have some place to turn to as well as get information that's really easy to understand.
So what's in your future, Mr. Modem? How are you going to continue serving your unique niche?
Well, I think it's really something that started years ago, and I'm just going to continue on the path because it's really been kind of an interesting journey. Doing a lot with corporate clients these days, I found that a lot of management, executive types, they find that they can't go to an underling or an employee and say, well, how do I copy a file? It's kind of like you're supposed to know how to do this stuff, yet where do you turn for that information? I think the key is very much keeping it personal. People just tend to still think of me as the neighborhood computer guy, and that's really what I want them to do. Just everybody needs somebody to turn to for this stuff, so I enjoy the people.
Thank you very much, Mr. Modem.
Thank you.
Richard Sherman, better known as Mr. Modem, is the publisher of Mr. Modem's weekly newsletter and its related family of columns and other publications. We reached him by phone in his office in Phoenix, Arizona.